You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. My name's Andy Resto, and this show is called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. To kick things off this week, possibly expected, but Deaf Heaven has a new record that just came out last week called New Bermuda. Deaf Heaven is the somewhat controversial alternative indie black metal group from California whose 2013 release Sunbather created riffs all along the metal doom landscape. It is very divisive. New record is has some different tones, different hues, but same kind of structure, same arc, and it's pretty good. I feel like they really sound like a black metal band, but somehow their content is not quite the apocalyptic landscape that most Norwegian black metal may like. It is more so the heat, the shoreline, and the repetition of the suburban landscape that they're dealing with. Anyhow, New Bermuda is the new one, and I'm going to play the song called Luna to kick things off. And just to reinforce what I was trying to explain, the closing refrain to this song says, "Sitting quietly in scorching, reimagined suburbia." And that's the idea. We'll be right back. sitting quietly in scorching, reimagined suburbia. That was Luna off of the new Def Heaven record, New Bermuda. Def Heaven's going to be here in Vancouver on October 20th. I can't remember where they're playing. It might be the Rickshaw. It is the Rickshaw. October 20th, so about 2 weeks' time, Def Heaven will be in town once again. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm going to stay with the black metal theme before having a quite drastic shift in the middle of this show. But one thing I've been kind of on the borderline of playing for a while now, because I'm not a huge fan of the record itself, but I like the idea of it. I think the person making it is making good music, and in itself it's great, it's fine, it's different. But after playing Def Heaven, I realized it just, now's the time. It fits. Myrkur, Myrkur, is, what is her name? Amelie Brun, who's from Copenhagen. And it's a solo black metal project of Amelie. And her first full-length record just came out about a month ago, late August, called M. Myrkur apparently means darkness in Danish. So, well, cliche possibly, but anyhow, M is the full-length record, and I'm going to play this song called Hivnen, which I'm assuming means heaven in Danish. I might be incorrect about that. Anyhow, it's been something that's been in the back of my mind for a while. We're gonna do it. We're gonna listen to it. It'll keep us in line with what we heard to kick off the show. So, hope you enjoy it. This is Myrkur on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
Still tune into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Last one was from a Seattle group called Mammifer, a duo who I saw play last week opening up for Chelsea Wolfe. Chelsea Wolfe was in town at the Rickshaw last Wednesday. Very good show. Very solid. Mammifer opened up. It's drony. It's one of those one-piece sets, or it's not important to know the distinguishing points of the set. Applauding is almost would be disrespectful. It's supposed to be dark. Keep your head down, keep your eyes closed. Anyhow, it's Mammifer. You can find them on Bandcamp and elsewhere. It's Mammifer, MammifeR. IFF as in if and only if. That's how I see it, at least. Also saw another show recently, just on Saturday. Titus Andronicus came to town. Now, their new record, The Most Lamentable Tragedy, is one of my favorites of the year. As goofy at times as it is, I think it's brilliant, and it's whiny, and it's annoying, and it's all great. However, the show on Saturday was, in my opinion, a bit of a mess. It was supposed to be an early show at the Biltmore, so they had to end by 11. The bands didn't get there, like, into Vancouver until I was already at the venue, because you saw them starting to load in, so already it was going to be rushed. There were two opening bands, and only one was advertised. And so you had to sit through two opening bands, one of which I'm not going to get into, didn't enjoy it. Second of which was fine, but feeling a little bit rushed. Then Titus Andronicus gets on. Patrick Stickles just seems a little bit tired. The first thing he's saying is how he just doesn't want anybody to be too rowdy and push people around, which is fine. The crowd was a bit annoying as well. Lots of, to be honest, white folks chanting and putting their hands in the air and clapping along to beats. Anyway, then they started. And I sat through probably about half the set, seven songs or so, only one from the new record, which was just frustrating. And I feel like Titus Andronicus is a very self-aware band, and they know the ideas around them, some of the criticism surrounding them. I'm shocked. They have such a great album that can just be played straight through, that you can make a ridiculous show of it, and instead they hardly play any. Even introducing some of the songs from the monitor that they were playing, he kind of somewhat sarcastically said, let's give them one from their favorite record. So they're very self-aware that that's all people care about is the monitor, and everyone else kind of thinks the rest can be thrown away a little bit. But it was just frustrating that they would almost give in to that while being so aware of the situation. Anyhow, what I'm saying is I was a little bit disappointed in the show. I don't think the band played all that poorly, but I think everyone was a bit tired and rushed. So what I'm saying is that I'm going to play a song called Stranded on my own from the new record, The Most Lamentable Tragedy. And to Patrick Stickles, the new record is great. Embrace it. And let's forget about the monitor.
Slip, party, come on, that was what you want, and I need help you with this feather. If being afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line. At the swinging party down the line. Catch the time at the swinging party down the
yeah. What If I'm Right, the debut album by Revered, releases on November 4th, along with the spectacle of a show at the Fox Cabaret. Come celebrate composer and frontman Emmett Hall's musical indulgence into a pseudo-new wave prog rock catharsis of ego, an effigy to be truly revered. Doors at 7:30, tickets are $5. Visit revered.bandcamp.com for more.
Every day I know everything will go the length I'm willing to admit.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
The Gun Club, right here, CITR 101.9 FM. Program is called The Burrow. That record is from 1982, and it's called Miami. The Beast of the East, the song is called Texas Serenade, and it is a tale of I'd imagine eastern, southern United States wanderer, doing dirty deeds and whatnot, and wondering, what is it? How does the world understand me and my purpose in this American wasteland? The Replacements was before that. Swingin' Party off of Tim, mainly because I played them on the tale of Titus Andronicus, and it's a noted influence of the band, are The Replacements. And as I mentioned, went to a Titus show on Saturday, and you see plenty of Replacements t-shirts and whatnot. Classic American group from Minnesota, the great white north of the USA. All right, next, Ought from Montreal. Their new record is now officially out, called Sun's Coming Down, and I'm thrilled to say that in 2 weeks, on October 14th, Ought is going to stop by CITR and play a live set for us in the afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. It's October 14th, and then later that evening they're going to be playing at Redgate. Now, with touring schedules being as tight and as unpredictable as they are, trying to get here for a 2 o'clock show isn't the easiest thing. So it's scheduled, always could have something go wrong. So I'm trying not to get too excited that this has been scheduled. Anyhow, regardless, they'll be here in Vancouver, in 2 Wednesdays time. So not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, October 14th, Ought. Sun's Coming Down, a great sophomore release, an improvement in my opinion upon their debut, which was called More Than Any Other Day. It's more disgruntled, it's angrier, it's a little bit more hectic, it's not as motivational, but it is more, as I said, disgruntled and confused and frustrated with day-to-day life. Anyhow, I'm going to play the title track from the new record. So it is called Sun's Coming Down. For you right now, here on CITR 101.9 FM, The Burrow.
Just like that, it changes the night.
still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. The closing minutes of The Burrow for this week. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening. A Little Bit of Soul is coming up next with Jade. Right now we're listening to the new release from Jerusalem In My Heart. He's out of Montreal. Has done a few collaborative projects recently. Most recently with Sons. But this is a solo work. And it's called... I need to get the actual title right. If He Dies, If. Which I think is a great title. This song that we're listening to is called To Me He Said Enough, 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 Enough. Which I think is terrific. And it's all in Arabic, originally. So I can't even pronounce it, but it'd be something like Kalali Kafa 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 Kafa. Enough, 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 enough. So, having said that, it's about enough from me for this week. Jerusalem In My Heart is going to be in town on October 13th. The day following that, on the 14th, their fellow Constellation Records mates, Ott from Montreal, is going to be in Vancouver at Redgate. But, very exciting, they should be here as well on the afternoon of the 14th here at CITR for a live in-studio set. So we will keep you all posted on the brand new CITR.ca, the new website. Everything should be clear and functional and just user-friendly. Everything around here meant to be user-friendly, you know, smiles, handshakes, hugs, high fives, etc. Alrighty. Kafa, kafa, kafa. Enough, enough, enough. Going to listen to the rest of this song, and then to close things out, play some tracks from a new compilation that came out, put together by DeBaser, which is a kind of a synth duo out of Montreal, if I'm correct. And they put together a compilation called Mood Ring, which is very good. A bunch of weird bands and artists from around Canada. Vancouver representatives are Freak Heat Waves, which gives you an idea of the style. So we're going to hear some Sivani, which is a group from Ottawa, off of that compilation to close things out. Again, Little Bit of Soul coming up next. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Thank you all for listening.
Mr. Pop.